This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Absolute ergonomic excellence is available at BoydsGunStocks.com. If you have a bolt gun, a shotgun, you know, you get what I'm saying. Semi-automatic, it doesn't matter. 250 name brands, 2,000 plus models of guns. They probably have the model you're looking for. All you have to do is go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. That training they were discussing and all of the little steps and all of the little warning signs, all valid, by the way. But I digress. In this industry, in the radio industry, a lot of people like to make fun of Florida. Florida seems to be, you know, it can be made the epicenter of tragedy. And it seems like they are that way at this moment. So despite having no kind of monopoly on horrible events, you can almost be forgiven for believing otherwise. And the most recent involved a man taking four children hostage after his girlfriend told police he'd battered her earlier this week. In the end, all four children were killed, a police officer was shot, and the hostage taker apparently committed suicide. And yeah, he was a convicted felon, a prohibited person. Who's this coming from? Who put this out? I don't know. I think a newspaper or a local news outlet anyway. Florida felon who authorities say killed four children after a day-long standoff that started with the shooting of an officer had recently violated his parole, and his parole officer recommended that he be put in jail for 6 months. Instead, he was given supervised probation, according to court records. Gary Lindsay was arrested last month for theft and then jailed for violating his probation from a decade-old arson charge. His probation officer said Lindsay posed no threat to the community, but she still recommended that he be incarcerated for 6 months. However, Lindsay's sister agreed to pay $1,000 and he agreed to pay $300 a month toward restitution, and his supervised probation was reinstated during a court hearing. Records show that Lindsay had been working at an auto center in Orlando, earning $1,300 a month. Sunday's 21-hour standoff began when Lindsay's girlfriend left the apartment and told police she had been battered. Lindsay fired at responding officers, seriously wounding one of them, and then he holed up inside the apartment for much of the day with the four children, who they say ranged in age from 1 to 11. The girlfriend was the mother of all four children, and Lindsay was the father of two of them, said family friend Walter Benatti. Neighbor Miguel Lopez said, "We heard gunshots, and I saw through the window that the policeman was down. The top stair was full of blood. They took the police officer down. It was horrible." The officer is in critical condition, but he is expected to survive. There is no silver lining to this. There is no level where we look at this incident and say that this isn't horrible. But I have a problem with people who murder children. I really don't understand it, how somebody murders children. how that's an okay thing, how you look at that and say, yeah, I'm going on with it. I'm going ahead with this plan of action. But there's something else to be looked at here, namely the fact that Lindsey was able to get his hands on a gun. You see, he should have been able to get his hands on a gun. And the news report makes no mention of that. It doesn't even ask the question, which is interesting. I mean, killing four people and shooting another before taking your own life is a mass shooting, right? And normally at this point we have all kinds of questions about the killing and how the murderer got his weapon. So why not now? Now, part of it has to be that there's no way this guy could have gotten hold of a gun legally. He either lied when he bought it, which, are there gun stores now selling on the, FFLs do not operate on the honor system, yeah? You ever been in jail, boy? Nope, that's all I need. Sign right here, would you? That'll be $500. He probably stole it for someone else, or he bought it off the black market or something similar. Somebody gave it to him. It doesn't matter. He couldn't have walked into a gun store, followed all the rules, and have the store do the same, and still purchase a gun. It is not possible. So because of that, I guess it doesn't rate the scale of tragedy it might otherwise have warranted. Instead, this bad guy proves what we say all the time. Here you have a bad guy who broke one of the plethora of rules designed to prevent them from getting guns and did something horrible as a result, and the anti-gun crowd will either ignore the reality that the rules failed yet again or will simply think more rules will somehow make it better. It won't make it better. It can't make it better. You cannot legislate, you know, the nature of man. And when part of that nature is evil, then you can expect evil to win. Because evil looks at the rules set out by the good people, you know, by the law-abiding people, and says, I'm not down with that play. I'm not down with that game. I'm not part of that thought process. Now, will the legislative bodies out there figure that part out? That's the part that remains to be seen. So, for them, especially in Florida now, and see, here's the thing. Parkland, Florida. Same setup. You have a known desperado in the person of Nicholas Cruz, and everybody's, you know, kids in the school saying, you know, if there's ever going to be a school shooting, it's going to be by him. Cops were going out there. FBI had heard about him. I mean, I think the only people who had not heard of him was probably me and JT. Probably everybody else heard of him. But it doesn't matter because he still walked in there. And, you know, with a big backpack, say a rifle-sized bag, and pulled out a rifle, and then he started shooting. In a school that I'm not really sure, has anybody told me if he was supposed to be in that school? He wasn't a student, I don't think, at that time. So how does a non-student walk into a school? Oh, well, Bill, we can't make these schools, you know, armed camps. We can't make them like prisons. Well, banning guns doesn't make them safer either. They're still wide open targets, big, juicy, soft targets. Trust me, families don't care if their darlings get knifed or blown up or bludgeoned to death or shot. If they're dead, they're dead, and that is an issue. If it's happening in a school, well, we should do something about it. But, you know, this tragedy here with children ranging in age from 1 to 11, where are you at on this, anti-gunners? Why is this not an issue? He used a gun. Now, I know all of your favorite rules didn't stop him, but, you know, give me a little consistency, could you? Just a little bit of consistency, if you would be so kind. Because after all, we're paying attention to everything you do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Ergonomic excellence awaits you. At a price everybody can afford, go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Intuit, QuickBooks, you know, the online business, that kind of stuff. The accounting platform that processes credit card payment has proven themselves not to be very intuitive, if you will. When it comes to firearms-related businesses, they're based out of Mountain View, a California-based company, and they're spinning in circles after being questioned about the recent denial of service to two firearms-related businesses. Honor Defense, the Georgia-based handgun maker, and Gunsight Academy, the Arizona premier firearms training facility. They both found themselves with no financial services when Intuit shut off their accounts recently. Intuit stopped, reversed, and even held money that was in transit from customers, and they did it without warning. Now they're offering competing reasons for why these things happened. Now, Ken Campbell of Gunsight Academy told the New York Post that they were dumped because Intuit believed they were selling firearms directly to customers. And that's not the case, of course. You cannot sell directly via the Internet. It has to go from one FFL to another FFL, i.e. gun dealer. And then you have to go to that local FFL that it went to, and then you have to go through a background check. And Gunsight follows that suit, of course. They complete all sales through dealers that hold FFLs and conduct a background check. So Gunsight had just switched to Intuit when their service was abruptly halted, and they didn't accept the explanation. Same happened with Gary Ramey, the president of Honor Defense. Funds were frozen, and his company had to scramble to recover money from their customers. And he explained, it's a reality. Small business is the backbone of America, and financial institutions are infusing personal bias into their decisions. Not really new. Montana Tactical, a very small brick-and-mortar store, suffered the same discrimination. It was the same story for the Gun Cabinet, Inc. in Conroe, Texas. And there's plenty more. Intuit told Guns.com that it doesn't discriminate against firearms businesses. They say they just require sales to be conducted face-to-face. Except that Montana Tactical got a notice that their business was being cut off for internet-based sales, and they sold gunpowder. Intuit spokesperson, let me rephrase that. Intuit spokeshole, Heather McClellan, explained that companies agree to the terms of service, and if they can't operate within the agreement, they reach out to the companies to explore solutions or to work to transition them off into its service. McClellan explained that their banking partner, J.P. Morgan Chase, requires all sales to be done in person. But that's not true. And all sales of what? Gun sales have to be done in person. By law. What are we talking about here, Heather? Now, J.P. Morgan denies the Intuit blame-shifting excuse, and they're not pleased. And you would think that the company behind QuickBooks and TurboTax and Quicken could possibly be better at making things up. You know, you think they have a special kind of genius when it comes to certain things, but I guess not when they're lying. Lying is never going to... It doesn't matter how smart you are when you're lying. It's going to unravel in front of you. Yes, it is. So, all sales have to occur in person. I gotcha. Okay, all sales have to occur in person. But all sales of what? That's what I want to know. Ammunition is not required to be sold in person. And that's item number one. Item number two, J.P. Morgan Chase never said that. Now, it'd be interesting to see where they fall down on the whole gun issue, J.P. Morgan Chase. But a lot of these banks are just in it for the bottom line in a lot of cases. So, you know, that part of it, it's interesting, but at the same time, it's not interesting enough for me to sit back and give it too much time, too much credence, because I don't much care about it. Now, the rest of it, of course, the whole idea that they're going to get out there and just cut this service off and everything. Next week, I'm going to make it my business to find out who offers a competing service and where they stand. I may even call them up. I may say, hey, how do you guys feel about gun companies? Not about the gun issue. I don't care about the gun issue. Selling guns is a legal business. Would you allow people to process their credit cards and do all that other stuff through you? And ask them that simply and see what they have to say. In my time, now I don't, well, my, let me make it. On the show webpage, I do have a page where you can buy hats and coffee mugs. I haven't ever sold any of it, okay? But I don't basically really sell anything that anybody like you would be interested in buying. And I do sell advertising. And because I am called Lock and Load, Squarespace will not let me process payments. And I tried to explain to him, hey, man, I'm not moving any hardware at all. There's no hardware involved in this at all. This is radio. All I sell is space, air, space. And I'm like, well, of course, because of the name of your company, Lock and Load, we'll have to disallow any sales between you and they. So I took my little, you know, my little Squarespace swipey thingy that I could plug into my phone and threw it against the wall a few times, stepped on it, did a couple of spins on it on my heel until it was nice and cracked up and everything, and then I threw it away. Okay. No problem. You're not hurting me at all. There's this thing called ACH. I've got somebody who handles that end of it, and they get the money in, and then they ACH it to me. And I don't have to worry about it. My bank doesn't care about where my money comes from. They just don't want me to write a check or can't cash, basically. So these financial institutions that are getting out there and politicizing the whole thing, is it okay for them to sell cigarettes? Is it okay to buy liquor? Which of the things that are legal but that you may not find savory are you coming down on, or is it just guns? Are you guys getting a little, I don't know, are you getting a little virtue signaling in? I think it may be that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Today outside the White House, the president stood and took questions from the press for, gosh, almost an hour. Now what we heard from the president was he reacted to the IG report that came out yesterday, and the president was also again asked about his firing of former FBI Director James Comey.
It was criminal. What he did was a terrible thing to the people. What he did was so bad in terms of our Constitution, in terms of the well-being of our country. What he did was horrible. Should he be locked up? Let somebody make a determination. Look at all the dishonest things that crooked Hillary did. Look at what's going on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and one Kansas City, Kansas sheriff's deputy was killed and another was in critical condition after a shooting near a courthouse today. The incident occurred while two Wyandotte County sheriff's deputies were both overcome by an inmate that was being transferred from the jail to the courthouse. The inmate was shot and is also in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I know a lot of you are probably sitting out there saying, who makes the best gun stock out there? And there was a lot that probably were saying, well, you know, the default position would be this or this or that. Enter Boyd's. Boyd's has done remarkable things with wood. They still use wood. Which, in a lot of cases, you know. And since they make them to order, that means they have a whole lot of chances to mess one up. So, that tells you how perfected the method is. Because they don't. Because inside of about a week, when you order your Boyd's gun stock, you're going to get it. It's plain and simple. And that's why that ergonomic excellence, that's what you want. You need to go and check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The Tennessee background check system, they kept an alleged killer from purchasing a firearm in Nashville. But they did not prevent a crime from occurring with another type of weapon. They just changed the tool. Dominic McKelly, 36, tried to buy a handgun from a federally licensed firearms dealer only 4 days before he allegedly slaughtered his former boss at Balance Training in Belle Mead with a hatchet and a knife. According to Jason Locke, the acting director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Red flags emerged after the firearms dealer ran an instant background check on McKelly and said, and he was denied a purchase. Locke declined to say exactly why McKelly was flagged and ultimately turned down, only noting the TBI saw some things. Well, what kind of things did they see? Well, McKelly was arrested by the Secret Service in Washington, D.C. on April the 27th, which prompted a court-ordered mental health check and prosecution, according to Fox 17. He was arrested without incident after he drove up to a checkpoint near the White House and refused to move his car when ordered. He was again arrested on June 5th after he allegedly killed Joel Pavola, 46, his former boss at the gym. Pavola hired McKelly as a trainer at the gym, but fired him over a year earlier due to his attempting to steer clients to another competing facility that he was supposedly contemplating starting, said Don Aaron, a spokesman for the Metro Nashville Police. There were more than 500,000 background checks in Tennessee during 2017, according to the TBI. Background checks prevented a purchase in 20,000 of those. We do not have any data on how many of those resulted in crimes due to something else, due to a different tool, if you will. Now, Brownells. Recently, Brownells has a Brownells is the big the big gun parts company. They are a well-known supplier of firearms accessories, gun parts, and gunsmithing tools. And if you go to their YouTube page this past weekend, you were greeted with an all-too-familiar statement because another channel had been shut off without any warning, and that's it. End of conversation. And Brownells, I mean, they've got more subscribers than I do, but in the grand scheme of things, in YouTube, where they start to look at respectability at 100,000, they were not quite there. Still pretty good. 69,000 subscribers, they were just out of luck. Or at least that's what the minders of YouTube expected. They didn't expect the business to issue a social media call to arms. So gun owners and rights supporters quickly engaged and pushed back. And they were heard, and by Monday morning, Brownells announced their YouTube channel was back up and running. Something similar happened to Spikes Tactical not too long ago, and they have fewer subscribers than that. But, you know, let's get to the meat of things, though. I'm glad that Brownells is back up. I'm glad Spikes is back up, and they're sharing all the videos. They're sharing being, you know, but what was the offense? How do you not fall into the bad graces of YouTube? Their notification only said, this account has been terminated for violating YouTube's community guidelines. Okay. That despite Brownells having passed content standards review as recently as March. Ryan Repp, I've spoken with him before, told the Des Moines Register of Brownells. He said it wasn't clear what warranted the shutdown, noting that Brownells received warnings from YouTube over their 10 years of hosting the channel, but each was overturned. And he's added, it sure appears to be a systemic bias against the firearms industry. But the Des Moines Register did note that owner and CEO Pete Brownell, aside from being an NSSF member, also served for several years on the board of the NRA and recently completed his tenure as the president. But YouTube's move even left the founder of Ars Technica and former Wired editor John Stokes scratching their head. Now, he's plugged into all things in the tech world, and he couldn't make the connection of any community standard that would have possibly posed a hazard. He tweeted, I got to say something else about this. Brownells is like the stodgiest, old-schoolest, non-tactical, non-assault rifle, old hunting guy brand in the gun world. When your platform has summarily executed Brownells, you've just gone too far. Now, this isn't the first time gun rights and social media gatekeepers have clashed. NSSF challenged YouTube parent company Google on their anti-gun policies as early as 2012. Just this week, Google's AdWords reportedly banned words including gun grips and scopes and sights. Last year, NSSF retail member The Sportsman Shop's Jessica Keffer went on Fox and Friends to explain how their American flag advertising promotion ran afoul of Facebook minders. In in Congress, they're beginning to notice this. Congressman Richard Hudson submitted questions for the record after Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg appeared before Congress, and he wanted answers about their about the platform's policies concerning user data protection and practices including discrimination against conservative political opinion and certain businesses. U.S. Representative Andy Biggs out of Arizona referred the Keffer's case as conservative bias. U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte said he would take whatever steps necessary to obtain answers directly. So for as much monitoring as the social media platforms are doing in this case, one of them actually listened to the Brownell supporters, even if it was only after the Twitter complaints started to pile up. The Brownells case reminds us why you have to remain vigilant and be willing to speak up. If all of the gun owners of America spoke up, none of this stuff would be going on. None of this stuff would be going on. So we have to get involved. It's a very simple thing. We just have to get involved. Not all the time. It's not for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you have to get involved. And you have to get involved verbally. You have to get involved verbally. So that part of it, I don't have that many issues with it, but, you know, talking back to these social media giants, they need to be slapped out of their stupor. This is America. This is not East Germany. This is not Russia. This is not Venezuela. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Truly, truly. I mean, you know, think about it. Who possibly gets out there and tries to imagine every possible shape for every possible body type, length of arm, length of torso, length of pull, all that stuff? Who thinks about that? And then who thinks about taking a gun stock, which is normally just a solid piece, and making it multiple pieces, making it move, making it adjustable? I mean, Boyd's. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I mean, that's superb. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse. Rob and I talk about a bunch of stuff, but I mean, you know, I'm not a writer, so thankfully Rob is. One of the things that concerns me about today is that most people who are not gun owners don't know what to believe. They want to believe, and they, more often than not, they default to believing the news and the talking heads and everything else. And that's primarily due to the fact that they don't know what they're listening to. So, knowledge cures ignorance. False dogma, however, can make it. False dogma is basically untreatable. As Mark Twain said more politely, it ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. If you've spent any time listening to this gun debate, then you've noticed that the debate isn't about the facts at all. So where do our beliefs and our feelings come from? And more importantly, what will change them? And too often, our facts are chosen to justify our emotions, our feelings. Most of what gun ban supporters think they know is what they've seen on TV. Hollywood violence feels real, while self-defense is merely theoretical or non-existent. The gun prohibitionists they've never seen what self-defense looks like, let alone touched it, trained for it, and then lived with the knowledge they have, nor have their friends. So instead, they claim the police will protect them, and self-defense is seen as vigilantism. Violence is the quintessential emotional topic, but the message matters. Sometimes reactive violence is very necessary. When we read about the mass murder of our children at school, that happens because of a lack of reactive violence. Then you have to try to get things into some sort of meaningful description. And that takes work and understanding. And even then, the emotions are ugly when you read the news accounts and the police reports. Now, there's a reason that the networks show you pictures of injured students on the news, because that speaks directly to your emotion without requiring interpretation or thought. And that is both good and bad. And emotional images can motivate us, or they can desensitize us. And our emotions can cause us to think or to stop reasoning altogether. And the gun control advocate blames the tool. He claims the violent criminals wouldn't exist if there were not firearms. Except for that guy who used the hatchet out of Tennessee. It is emotionally easier to blame a lump of plastic and metal than to realize that another human being thinks we're worthless. You know, people that kill each other, people that kill other people, look at us as, you know, they look at us as targets, as prey, something to, you know, deanimate without a second thought. When you get reminded that murderers use rented trucks, knives, sticks, and even bare hands, the gun ban advocate might reluctantly admit that violent predators are real. But not very often. And despite that grudging admission, the gun hater still clings to the claim that self-defense is not the answer, when self-defense is the only answer. Self-defense is the only answer. Fighting back is the only answer. Like the zebra in the herd, the anti-gunners, they assume a violent predator will attack someone else, and then the anti-gun advocate assumes that they're safe as long as the herd is present most of the time. But then they have armed bodyguards. Why does the herd need armed bodyguards? Now, the advocate for gun control can't imagine anyone choosing to defend themselves by being violent, using the tools of violence, because they can't imagine themselves doing it too. They can't imagine themselves actually being able to, or being the one to be violent. Those of us that are gun owners are either, you know, we're mentally ill, we're waiting to be criminals, or we're criminals by definition. Gun ban advocates think they're saving the poor when they ban guns in our inner cities, but for the anti-gun crowd, it's morally superior to be an unarmed victim rather than to stand out as a defender or a protector. It is as if the disarmed herd would rather not know about the predators who hunt them, as if self-defense is the ultimate social gaffe. For them, it's too inconvenient to be taken seriously. For them, the solution is to call the police if you're still physically able to do so, after you've been pounded into submission, after you've been beaten, after you've been, you know, shot, knifed. And they can't imagine that there are people who think and act in ways different from their own. They project constantly, constantly projecting. They think that violent criminals will obey the next firearms law we pass, even though those same criminals routinely violate the 23,000 that we already have on the books. And these people who choose to be disarmed can't imagine that there's an unseen world of people around them who are entirely capable of violence and who yet control themselves. And they are the defenders and the protectors. They are the gun owners. They are you. They are me. So we do share a common fault, both, you know, gun owners and gun prohibitionists. Both sides may think the gun is magic. I don't think the gun is magic. The gun is worthless to you if you don't know how to employ it, if you're afraid to put it into action. But for more, you know, for the anti-gun crowd, the gun is almost a fetish object, whereas for the gun owners, I don't think so much so, although I do think some sort of allow themselves to be lulled into a false sense. People's reaction to violence is complex. It's, you know, for some people, they find it emotionally uncomfortable to think about violence. And most people, most regular people do. And you want to be one of the regular people. That would drive some people to look away and pretend that violence doesn't exist and that they're immune from violence. Repeated exposure to violence numbs the conscience of a criminal predator, but for most gun owners, their empathy in the innocent victim drives them to be a protector, and the defender is driven to study violence. To study it is to understand it, and to understand it is to understand this. Violence is a natural order to things. Now, for the predators in the animal world, there are very precious few defenders out there. There's really none. I mean, you have the prey animal, and then you have the predator. Every now and again, some of the animals, like, you know, the water buffalo, which is neither, but will defend itself and kill lions. Well, that's sort of in a gray area for some people, but for me and you, there is no gray area. We choose to either be sheep or to employ the tactics of the wolf against the wolf. I don't want to say being a sheepdog because I'm not really, you know, I don't know where I would fall down if I've got me and mine taken care of. I don't know how I would react to anything else. Don't be a victim. Don't be a part of that emotional play on words. It's okay to study violence because you can control yourself. Studying it means you can repel it. Please do. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.